Well, I am here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Conference, and we just wrapped up session one, and one of the keynote speakers, or the keynote speaker this morning, was Stephan Tubbs, and he is with the 850 KOA morning show here in Denver, Colorado, and he is here to talk to us about his new Droughtland documentary that he's been putting together the past year. First of all, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the industry.
You know, I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, so a big ag school. I majored in journalism, but you could not get away from agriculture. It was ag, and I wrote for the probably now defunct Ag Circle publication. I've got ranching and farming in my background from my family. They were wheat farmers for many, many decades up on the High Line of Montana near Havre. And it's always just been something really important to me. I mean, I teach my kids at home. You know, the food on your table comes from somewhere, and somebody put in a lot of hard work to do it. Your hamburger doesn't come from McDonald's, that kind of thing. And I guess I've just always had a really healthy respect for our farmers and ranchers in our country.
You told us this morning about what kind of drove you to start producing this, the Droughtland documentary. Kind of take us through that story and what kind of pulled at your heartstrings when it came to this epidemic that's affecting not just Colorado, but farmers and ranchers across the country.
Yeah, you're right. It's so widespread with so much of the West in severe drought conditions. I kept hearing last year, you know, so many stories that we would read on our station about the severe drought in Colorado. And I thought, you know what, let's go down there and see. So I convinced my management. We went down there, and I say we, it was just me. And I went down and met with people just impacted by the drought. They'd been, you know, dealing with drought conditions since 2002. And this was, you know, a full 11, 12 years later. And then they started sharing their stories about how their grandfathers and grandmothers remembered the 50s and how dry it was then. Of course, the Dust Bowl era of the 30s. And so I knew there was a great story there. And then the outpouring of just people willing to talk and not act or be phony. This is the reality. You know, drought is a reality right now here in Colorado and in so many other parts of the state. It was a sad story to do and cover, but at the same time, I hope Droughtland will shed some light on the issue and make sure that people don't forget that, you know, people are dealing with this every single day.
Well, as you sat down with these family farmers across Colorado, what was their message? What were they like to get out to the general public and let them know what they're doing and why they're doing it?
I think quite simply, don't forget about us. Don't forget about what we do. We pray for rain, they said, every day. One guy told me that his knees were worn out because he's praying every night before he goes to bed for rain. And it's so hit or miss. I mean, one piece of property may get, you know, 3 inches of rain in a week. Another may get 3/10, and it's just down the road. It's hit or miss. They know that, I guess, they need to stay positive. And that was actually the most rewarding thing I think I took personally from it, is they're getting dealt a bad hand right now, but they still look down the road and go, you know what, good Lord willing, we'll continue. We're going to weather this storm, almost literally or lack thereof, and then we're going to make it. And I think that was the resiliency was the best part about talking with these folks.
Well, you said that you're looking for a fall 2014 release. When it is released, where can we find it? And you kind of put a plug that, you know, you guys are definitely looking into sponsors for this. So what can our viewers and listeners out there do if they want to help support this endeavor?
The best is droughtland.com. And, you know, we love corporate sponsors. There's still plenty of billboard space, so to speak, available. But, you know, individual donors as well. This story needs to be told. And I know it's going to be told. And I know that people will find it important. And not just for, you know, today's farmer or rancher. It's the city kids. It's the families in suburban America that don't give much thought to where their food comes from, the beef and the produce. So I guess the best way to do it is droughtland.com. And as they say, no donation is too small.
Well, thank you very much. Once again, chatting here with Stephan Tubbs, who is the producer of Droughtland. And we should be seeing it on our doorstep come 2014 this fall. Once again, here at the 2014 Cattlemen's Industry Conference here in Denver, Colorado, I'm Jamie Johansson.